Welcome to Shomach Shomach Adav, Shri Sponsor, Lohi Nishma, Saran Biak of Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Adav Gimel. The Gemara, starting Amud Aleph, going through Amud Beis, brings a raya from Dayavish, the king that stood after Achashverosh, that for Umas Oilom, we don't count for Nisan, we don't have the calendar counting from Nisan, like the Jewish kings, but we count from Tishrei, we count the calendar from the month of Tishrei. And the Gemara brings that Dayavish was specifically unique because there's two countings by him. There was at Kufa, there was a time where they counted from Nisan when he was a Melech Kosher. But then in the Acher Shehichmit, after he went sour, he went bad, so then they changed his calendar and started counting from Tishrei like the regular Umas Oilom. And the Gemara continues in Av Gimel and tells us that we treat Dayavish as a goy, and therefore when he gives tzedakah, he doesn't have... If he doesn't say for the right reasons, it's not a good tzedakah, because we treat him as a goy in Melech Umas Oilom. And here all the Achorim discuss the Lechura, why is Dayavish considered to be Melech Umas Oilom? Dayavish is the son of Achashverosh and the son of Esther Amalka. Esther was a Jew. If his mother is Jewish, goy abal bas Yisrael of Lat Kasher. We paskim means that if Goya Abbas Yisrael, you have a relationship between a Goya and a Jewish woman, so then Avlad, the child is Jewish. We go based on the mother. So Dayavish was a Jew. So why we called him Melech Malchev Umas Oilom? The Chasev already says over here that we call him a Melech, a Malchev Umas Oilom, even though he was Jewish, because at the end of the day, he wasn't a king of the Jews. He was the king of Persia. He happened to be a Jew. So that's why he's Melech Umas Oilom. But this doesn't explain why the Gemara treats him as a goy. So many tshuvos were written about this. Now in the Halachas Ketanis, the big chiddush that says that even though a goy abal bas Yisrael, we consider him to be a Jew, it's only lechumra. But we don't consider him to be a Jew lekula. We don't have the leniency for him to be a Jew. He's not a full-fledged Jew. And the Ma'arit writes in tshuva that... A goy of Babas Yisrael, he's really not a Jew. He still has to do a gerus. This is really Shitas Rashi and Yevamis, that when it says Avlat Kosher, it doesn't mean that he's kosher for Yiddishkeit, but it means kosher that he's not a mamzer. The goy does not poisel him, and he can become a Jew and become a full-fledged Jew once he does a gerus. But he still requires to have a gerus. And this Shita, we simply today we don't. Paskin that way, but this Lechura, our Gemara, seems to go with this. You see over here that Dayavish is not considered to be a Jew. Another way to reconcile this in the same way is Rav Eliashi brings over here in the Aris. He says, right, we Paskin, we hold that if the mother is Jewish, the son is Jewish, even though the father is a goy. But that is a halacha that came much later. In the time of Dayavish, in the time of the beginning of Baisheni, they still held that a goy abbas Yisrael, the child is a goy. And that's why they treat the Yavish to be a goy. So different ways to say it. It was maybe, you know, just to add to what's brought down before, that he was not just a regular Jew. Sometimes maybe a Jew who's born from a Jewish mother is Jewish, but that's only if he doesn't act as a mummer. He acted as a mother, so he lost it. Different ways that the first you want to tell us that really Dayavish was Jewish, was supposed to be Jewish, his mother was Jewish, but he doesn't have a din of a Jew, he has a din of a goy. One other way to explain this question is based on Chazal and Sefer Hazar. Because Chazal and Sefer Hazar tell us that Esther Amalko never was with Achashverosh. She never had relations with Achashverosh. And Chazal tell us, what Pshat is, when Esther came in front of Achashverosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said instead of her, a shida. It's a shade, some kind of a spirit. And that was the one that was with Achashverosh. And according to this, the simple understanding, that was the one that gave birth to Dayavish. So according to this, Esther was not the mother of Dayavish. It was only the shada, the spirit that comes from her, that came instead of her, and that maybe doesn't give the status of a Jew to her son, to Dayavish. And according to this, Bimila our Gemara has understood that the Yavish is not considered to be a Jew. Simple understanding is that the Gemara elsewhere disagrees with this, because the Gemara says that in Megillah that Esther used to go from Chekush to Achashverosh to Chekush to Mordechai. She went from Achashverosh, went to the mikvah, then went to Mordechai. So the simple understanding is there that she was with Achashverosh. Maybe you can explain, it doesn't mean Mamash to Achashverosh, but the fact that she had to come close to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Sheda instead of her, that in itself gave her a little bit of a tumah, a little impurity that she had to go to the mikveh before she goes back to Mordechai. But Kol Panim, with this we can understand that maybe Tayavish was not considered to be a Jew. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.